from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Pakistani police and hospital officials said a suicide bombing Wednesday at a polio vaccination center in southwestern Pakistan killed at least 14 people and wounded 23 others. Doctors said five of those wounded were listed as critical and that the death toll could rise. The attack occurred in Quetta, the capital of violence-plaguing Baluchistan province, and authorities say most of the casualties were security personnel. A Quetta police officer told reporters that the suicide bomber had at least 7 kilograms of explosives strapped to his body when he walked into a gathering of security forces and civilian health workers and set off the blast. A spokesman for the outlawed Tariqi Taliban claimed responsibility in a statement to reporters. Germany has outlined plans to tighten deportation laws for foreigners in the wake of a series of attacks on hundreds of women in Cologne and other cities on New Year's Eve. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Far-right supporters and football hooligans smashed shop windows and damaged cars in the eastern city of Leipzig in the early hours of Tuesday. The rampage began around the same time that 2,000 supporters of the anti-Islamic Pegida movement demonstrated nearby. Olaf Spermer was among the protesters. Spermer said what has really annoyed them in recent months is the whole situation regarding foreigners and how things have been handled. German Justice Minister Heiko Maas Tuesday outlined tougher deportation laws for anyone convicted of certain crimes.
You're listening to VOA News. The United States confirmed that Iran released 10 U.S. Navy sailors Wednesday, a day after they were detained when they drifted into Iranian territorial waters. A Pentagon statement said there was no indication that the 9 men and 1 woman were harmed while in Iranian custody. The sailors were on 2 small boats in the Persian Gulf between Kuwait and Bahrain when U.S. controllers lost contact with them on Tuesday. U.S. officials said they were picked up near Farsi Island, and the Pentagon said Wednesday they left the island in the same 2 boats before being taken ashore by Navy aircraft. The Navy is investigating the incident. Meanwhile, Iran's Revolutionary Guard earlier said the group had been released after the U.S. apologized for the intrusion into its territory and gave assurances that it would not happen again. Taiwan's anti-China opposition party is holding its lead ahead of Saturday's pivotal presidential election, even as the ruling Nationalist Party gains ground. Ralph Jennings reports.
Nationalist Party spokesman Eric Wong says his party sees a need for change.
For Taiwan to move forward with mainland China, we need to spread this dividends more equally among everyone. Are there things we need to make amends? The answer is also yes. We encourage dialogue. We encourage communications.
The opposition Democratic Progressive Party's chairperson, Tsai Ing-wen, leads in opinion surveys by at least 8 percentage points over Eric Du, her counterpart with the Nationalists. Du has narrowed that gap this month through intense campaigning after declaring his candidacy in October. Ralph Jennings for VOA News, Taipei.
In his 7th and final State of the Union address, President Barack Obama touted his accomplishments and focused on his vision for the future in an optimistic speech that attempted to define his legacy as he enters his final year in office. He addressed a packed House of Representatives chamber Tuesday in the U.S. Capitol.
Our unique strengths as a nation, our optimism and work ethic, our spirit of discovery, our diversity, our commitment to rule of law, these things give us everything we need to ensure prosperity and security for generations to come.
You can read more details on the president's comments and the Republican reaction at voanews.com. A suicide bomber killed 12 people in northern Cameroon Wednesday when he blew himself up at a mosque during morning prayers. Officials say the early morning attack occurred in a village near the border with Nigeria. So far, there's been no official claim of responsibility. Swedish prosecutors have asked Ecuador's permission to interview WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London over allegations of rape. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.